It's Tuesday. Tuesday the 9th of February. 8 a.m. Overcast skies. Rain and wind. Although the wind's not so strong. Just occasional gusts. Now the rain's mostly straight down. Quite pleasant. Although, I'm putting a positive twist on it, because I'm a wee bit scunnered with all the rain. Need a break. With clear skies, sunshine, even if it doesn't generate real heat in the bones, but to see it, to see the sun. Yeah. That, even mentally, spiritually, can boost your well-being. This kind of stuff. Well, I'll give you an example. We got up this morning at 7 as usual. My wife, dragging her heels, getting out of bed this morning, looked really shattered as she came into the kitchen. And I've decided she's not going up. She's not going up the town this morning, she's not going to go to the church to mass. She's not going to go around the usual shops. She's going to do a couple of little things in the kitchen, and then she's going to go back to bed. And I don't fault her or blame her one bit, because this weather can be demoralising, especially if you have to go walk about every morning or most mornings. So I actually told her to do what she's going to do, get back to bed, snuggle on, go and have another hour or two. Because it can be demoralising. But anyway, one positive side is, although there's a direct negative with it, the direct negative is it's cooling my tea off really quick this morning. And the positive is it's also cooling down the arthritis in my thumb. It's cold drops of water hitting my thumb. And every cold drop is soothing me, dissipating the pain. So, I had quite a good sleep last night. Quite a lot of blue REM. Deep sleep. But I didn't get off to sleep for, it must have been about an hour and a half to 2 hours. That sounds crazy, because normally I go out. But I had something on my mind last night, and it wasn't anything bad. It was something positive. When I get something positive in my mind, something that I've planned for, you know, thinking about, I can do that. I go to bed and I just think. And it's not sleeping because of positive reasons, if you don't know. Maybe that's bad grammar. It's not getting to sleep because of positive thoughts. That's better. Maybe I explained it better. So I was lying thinking about this particular thing. A terrible word. Because it pleased me to lie there and think about it. So it took a long while to get off to sleep. So I lost about an hour and a half to 2 hours sleep because of myself last night. But I'm feeling okay this morning. Feeling okay. Physically, I'm feeling better. I had another wee shot in the bike yesterday. Very little, not a lot. I'm a bit further than the last effort. But again, it's because I haven't got the gear yet. But the gear is in order and should be there today or tomorrow, at least. So it was more of a mini shopping expedition to a few places, and then I took the long way home, which really added in about another mile or so. But I'd enjoy it. Unfortunately, it was dry and then I went out. So I didn't get wet. The roads were wet, pavements were wet, but it wasn't raining, so it wasn't too bad. But I did feel the benefit, even with that short jaunt on the bike. It's not just physical satisfaction of cycling again, it's the mental satisfaction. It's that feeling you get as soon as you jump the bike. Wow, why am I not doing this? Why have I not been doing this? Why have I not been doing this? Yeah. So now I've got, if you like, the motivation and the bug and the gears coming. So hopefully on Thursday morning, all being well, on Thursday morning, I might get out for an hour or two, weather permitting again. I'm not going to go out if it's pouring rain. I'm not going to be stupid, come back with a chest infection or something. But I'm praying it will be reasonable weather to get out. I'm planning for spring in summer, when the sun will be beating down every day, 25, 28 degrees Celsius. Wait a minute, I think I'll have to go abroad for that. I see the snowdrops, the various clumps. Biggest clump below the apple tree, stretching itself up out of the ground. And all those white rockets, still wee rockets yet, aren't they? They won't transform into beautiful flowers, believe it yet. And we could get anything yet this time of year. I mean, 9th of February, we could get loads of snow, frost, anything could happen yet, but it doesn't seem to be heading that way at all. As Mrs. Blackbird pursues Mr. Blackbird around the garden once more. I think she's just doing that woman thing. I know this is quite, somebody's going to say it's a sexist remark. It's not a sexist remark at all. I'm taking it along with one and just, I think she's just playing hard to get. Clear off, mate, not interested, go away and leave my food alone. Wait a minute, dear, isn't it our food? Nope. Not until I'm on the nest, it's not. Yeah. Spring is in the air. With every sight and every sound. Well, not yet, it's not. Well, again, Mr. Blackbird was on the rooftops this morning very early.